Welcome to Building Faith with Tony
and Francina.
Real talk, real faith.
And no filters.
Hey, welcome to another edition of our podcast of Building Faith with Tony
and Francina.
Real talk, real faith.
And no filters.
Hey, our podcast is for the saints and the ain'ts.
The serious and the curious.
The faithful and the faithless.
And for good folks like you and me who are in between.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about the entire month that we focused on. You got the watch.
You got the watch. You have the watch. Mm-hmm. We all have a watch. And you never know who's watching you. So even when you're acting, you're still on watch.
Right. And the power scriptures that we used for this entire month about the watch was...
what? Habakkuk 2 mm-hmm. and 1 mm-hmm. and Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter and the 1st through the 6th verse.
Right. So Habakkuk 2, 1, yeah. Ezekiel 33, 1 through 6. And for those of you who aren't catching our live broadcast on Facebook, you really should check it out. Those shows are all on demand. You can find us at facebook.com/buildingfaith. But the very first one was, you got the watch. Don't get distracted.
That's right.
That was our week one.
Yeah. And we started off with saying, everybody, you know, like we said earlier, you're always on watch. And you never know what your watch impacts other people's lives.
And for those, since our show is for folks who are saints and ain'ts, when we say watch, it's like your J-O-B.
Yeah, your J-O-B.
And I came up with a thing like, your J-O-B for G-O-D. Yeah. All have a watch. And someone's watch might be, people think of pastors. Well, they have to watch over the sheep. But you're at your job. You've got a relationship. Absolutely. You may be a parent. You may be a sister. Yeah. You may be a brother. You may be a grandpa. We all have a watch.
Or you just might be an encourager. You just might need to just be there to deliver the right word at the right time for somebody.
Exactly. And I think, and we also discussed how we can't be like absent or ignorant of our watch. We need to know what our watch is.
Yeah.
Because my watch ain't Tony's watch.
That's right.
Tony's watch ain't my watch,
And we need to be faithful in our watches.
We do. And we have to do our job.
Right. We have to do our job. Mm-hmm.
And I think we were also thinking about talking about you got the watch, don't get distracted, because we know what season we're in. We know what time we're in at this point. And there's been evidence, I know for me, keeping it real good, we're a no filter show,
right?
That as we're looking at our environment, in the socioeconomic world and the political world, we have seen evidence of folks who got distracted on their watch.
Yeah.
All right.
And the thing about that is, distractions can come up all the time. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you don't want to do is miss when you have to report.
Yeah.
So when the enemy comes up, you don't want to miss him, because Jesus even warned us about that. Mm. If you're not careful, he will deceive the very elect. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always have to be on the watch. And we will miss something, so don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. We're not all perfect. But I think the thing is that God will challenge us is that we will continue to trust him. And though we fall down, we shall not be utterly cast down. Mm-hmm. And we fall down, we get back up. And so we are thankful for being on the watch.
Yeah, and right now, not only are you on the watch, but you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe right here on this platform so you don't miss any episode of Building Faith Live with Tony
and Francina.
Again, real talk, real faith.
And no filters.
And then week two, we were talking about the high ground.
Yes, the high ground.
Yeah, and it's funny because I joked, as I always do on the show, that, you always hear that in the vernacular. Hey, I take the high ground. You always, when you're on the high ground, you have an advantage. But I didn't know that was in the Bible. Way back when, God talked about to have a good watch, you've got to be on high ground. That was like 3,000 years ago.
Right, and that's when you're able to scan the horizon, with the eye. You're able to see what appears to be danger or whatever. You'll be able to see it from a distance, and almost like the bird's eye view or the eagle eye view of things. And then this is where God wants us to remember that we have the high ground. Even when we're dealing with our watch, we have to have the high ground. When somebody is calling you out of your name, take the high ground.
Right. And you can see more from up top than you can at the bottom.
Absolutely.
That's what a lot of us are doing our watch in the valley. Really? Mm-hmm. You over here doing, you know, you in between two mountain peaks, man. Get to the high ground. Yeah, you can see better. Right. Yeah. And so again, our the scriptures that we asked all of our folks to study, and for those of you just listening to this today, get in your Bible, whether it's the Message version, your King James, your NIV. I mean, Message for me is very practical, and it helps me to apply it to today's world, but still have the Message version, and also check out NIV and King James so you can see the difference. But again, it's Habakkuk 2:1 and
Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, 1-6 verse. And again, what you said earlier is that, you know, the different versions, you have to make sure you read the word and pray for your interpretation. Because, you know, each and every day you go and read the same word, God will give you a different revelation, all the while trying to get you to understand more of what he's really trying to say.
Yeah. And on the week 3 of Building Faith Live that we air live on Facebook, we talked about what you're going to do when it's all up to you.
When it's all up to you, when it's your time to either fret or walk away from the watch, what are you going to do when everybody, you seem like everybody is not on watch except you? What are you going to do? Are you going to be faithful or are you going to,
you're going to be scared. You're going to be scared and run away and not do your job.
Right. Are you going to run away? Are you going to turn down the watch because nobody else is doing the watch, do their watch? So you don't stand your watch based on other people's standing their watch. You stand your watch, you stand your ground because God has empowered you so that you are able to stand.
Right.
And you're able to look and sound the alarm when something is out of the ordinary. And we talked about it. Even when you have to stand by yourself, stand your watch.
Yeah. And again, looking at the signs of the times and where we are, we've seen evidences in high places and low places of when it was time to do the right thing for the right reason, folks got distracted.
Stand your watch.
It was folks got distracted. So what are you going to do when it's all up to you? And God will give you opportunities to when he says tell them, you got to tell them.
Right. You got to tell them.
If he says show them, you got to show them.
Right.
And if you don't, well, you know, we talked about the consequences of not being obedient, right?
Right. Because in both instances in Habakkuk, it gives them the warning that we still have to warn people. Because God gives us, he used us as instruments of his love and his peace so that we can communicate his vision, you know, for us. And sometimes you always got to remember when you got the watch, God uses even the enemy to speak to you while you're on the watch.
I've received that. So, I sure have. So, and then of course, when open mic night, which is always the last Sunday in our live show on Facebook, 7 p.m. on Sundays, East Coast time, we came back with the remix of You Got the Watch, Don't Get Distracted. And the reason we do that is we know where we started and we have a whole month of study and then we're like, okay, y'all.
Yeah.
You had the watch. Now what's different? That was pretty amazing. And the testimonies.
And we wanted to recap that on Building Faith, just to show you, because all those instances, you know, that we talked about, you're always on watch. And it's very important to communicate our watch because we're always on watch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So again, in Building Faith right here, you can subscribe to this podcast on any platform you're looking for. And that way, when you subscribe, when we bring out fresh new content here by audio, you'll be able to hear it on your device. And we thank you all for the support. If you're not an engager with us or have liked us on Facebook, come on by facebook.com/buildingfaith. We're also Twittering. I shared that, didn't I? We are definitely on Twitter. Brand spanking new on Twitter. So we'd like for you to tweet with us. That's #1 Building Faith on Twitter. So @1, the #1, you have to spell out #1 on Twitter. So 1 Building Faith on Twitter. And of course, we're on the gram at Building Faith Live. You can catch us everywhere in between. So remember, we're broadcasting live every Sunday on Facebook. So we hope to see you there. Any closing statements on the watch?
So on the watch, one thing you want to recite while you're on the watch is, Lord, help me to do what you are blessing as I build my faith so I can do what God allows.
Amen. That's also known as the official Building Faith prayer.
Amen.
We really like that. So listen, thank you for listening. Feel free to share this podcast with others. And thank you for being one of our Building Faith family.
God bless you. We love you. And good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening to Building Faith with Tony
and Francina.
Real talk, real faith.
And no filters.